92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
On the phone today, we got a guy named Paul who's not getting a call back after his date. And his email says that he took a woman to the zoo.
Oh, that's a cute date.
For their date.
Yeah.
Paul, before we get into the second date update, I just want to check with you. She's of age, correct?
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah. What's up, guys?
Okay, I'm just making sure, Paul.
Yeah, she's totally legal, man.
Okay, cool. Okay. I just don't know a lot of full-grown adults just going to the zoo, but whatever. First of all, where'd you meet her, Paul?
I met her at a special place called Tinder.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm already going to give you props for coming up with a creative date idea off of a Tinder date.
Yeah, you know, that's how you do it. You know, you've got the animals going, you know, puts you in the mood.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know about all that.
Took a dark turn.
Yeah, you guys know what I mean. You know, animals. You got the monkey house. You got, you know, sometimes you come across a couple bears and they're doing their thing. And you just kind of give them a little nudge and you just kind of, you know, do a wink. And
throw a little wink to the bear like, yeah, you know what I'm doing here, man. Come over here, smile for us. Maybe you can get me lucky later.
So what was it like seeing your Tinder date for the first time?
First good sign, right, is we meet up and she looks better than her pictures.
Oh, cool.
You know, because I've been in a couple of these things and, you know, you come across and it's like they're either heavier or they got like bad hair and it's kind of a bummer.
Bad hair, huh?
Guy.
I like hair, you know, it's long, it smells good, you can play with it.
Right.
You know, I'm all about, you know, it's, again, it's the animal thing. I don't know.
Okay. I'm scared to be with you at the zoo if I'm her.
Yeah.
No. You shouldn't be scared. It's all good.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
you've convinced me.
There you go.
Did she seem pleasantly surprised by you when she first saw you?
I think so. You know, I try to keep an honest appearance on Tinder, you know. The only thing I can maybe is like, so my friends call me Dumps.
Dumps?
Dumps?
Yeah, Dumps. And I'm a sanitation man. Don't call me garbage man. Sanitation man.
Okay. All right. Sanitation professional.
So is Dumps is your nickname?
Yeah, Dumps is my nickname.
I like
and, you know, I'm like a little bit, you know, I hope I didn't smell. You know, I was working earlier, you know, in the morning. So, but I think I was all good. That's the only thing I can really think of in terms of my appearance.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. I don't feel like you should be the judge on what you smell like.
Yeah, you can't even smell it anymore.
Right.
Man.
I keep a lot of car air fresheners in my car. So,
So tell us about your date at the zoo. How was it?
I mean, we had a really good time overall. What she wanted to see and what I wanted to see matched up pretty well. And I have like an odd taste, you know, with animals. Like, we went to the snake house.
All right. So you like the snakes?
Yeah, I like the snakes. She liked the snakes.
Nice.
That was fun. You know, we slithered through there. Then we went over to the, you guys know those, what are they called? Cupacabra, the
capybara.
Oh, capybara.
They're like the big rats. Those big rat things.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to call them rats, but yeah. They're big and they're just weird and they're crawling around and I think she liked that one too. I think like she was into it.
All right, so you wowed her with your unusual animal choices at the zoo.
Yeah, I was saving the big thing for last. We were gonna go see the sloth.
Oh,
I mean,
who doesn't love the sloth?
Dude, super cute.
Right, you know, they're so cute, and they're just, like, chilling about, and they're furry and all that. And that was, like, that was going to be my big finish.
That was your big dismount to the date?
Go check out the
sloth? Okay.
But the thing is, like, we get there, and they closed it off for, like, you know, for the next couple hours.
Oh.
And I tried talking to the guy that was, like, you know, because they closed it off. So I found this dude that was working there. And he said they're feeding them.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been so awesome to see. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was telling him, you know. And, you know, I got a little worked up probably.
What do you mean worked up? Are you, like, yelling at the dude because the sloth exhibit is closed?
I don't know about yelling, but I definitely made him feel really bad for not letting us in.
All right. So you were kind of being a jerk, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was being the good guy there because, you know, I have a date with me. I even offered him some money. You know, I thought we could get in there on the sly. Wow. You know, watch some feed.
It's all... like you're at a fancy restaurant trying to get that window table.
Yeah, exactly. But the guy was all not about that. He was like, he's going to lose his job or something. I don't know, man. I think it's a big con. You know, they lure you into these zoos, these sloths, and then they just break your heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now that, like, 99% sure that yelling at the sloth dude is probably the reason you're not getting a call back.
Yeah, well, it's their fault, man.
No matter what.
I think we finished it off pretty well, though. You know, like we kind of gathered ourselves and it was closing down, and she just didn't really seem like she wanted to be in the zoo anymore. Mm. I thought, all right, like, because you see, the sloths were supposed to kind of chill us out. My plan was sloths, then go to my car, listen to some tunes, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you see all the other exciting stuff. You go chill with the sloth that mellows you out. You go back to your car, listen to some jazz or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like roll the seats back a little bit, you know? Like,
what?
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yeah. She's not in high school anymore. You confirmed that at the beginning of this. No one wants to make out in your car, man.
Well, okay, but it was pretty nice. We listened to some jams and, you know, we didn't really kiss or anything because I didn't really want to, like, make that move. I was still a little, I was trying to hang, you know.
Yeah, well, you want to seem respectful, too. It's a first date. Maybe don't want to rush in. You've already done a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then she wanted to go back to her car, so I let her out, and, you know.
I let her out? You didn't have her locked up inside of your car, did you?
No, I didn't lock her up. I mean, our doors were locked, but you could have left, you know. I wasn't, like, keeping her in there.
Okay.
And I got to say, I can't believe she got in the car to begin with. So maybe you were doing something more right than I'm giving you. I'm serious. Like, after a guy yelled and smells bad, like, I wouldn't get in the car. So you may have been doing something more right than I expected.
I think so, too. Yeah, don't underestimate me. That's not my first rodeo. I have taken a girl to a rodeo before. That was very good.
All right, well, we'll maybe get into that another time. But right now, let's handle this date, okay? What's her name?
Her name's Heather.
Heather, okay. Well, play a song, come back, and call Heather and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, man, hang on.
Thank you.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Dumps is on the phone with us. His real name is Paul. His nickname is Dumps because he works sanitation. And he's not getting a call back today from a girl named Heather, who he took to the zoo. Now, in the interest of saving time, I won't go over the list of things he thinks went wrong on his date because there's a lot to it. Yeah. Am I right, Dumps?
I mean, two things we nailed down, but yeah.
Two things nailed down.
I mean, I know that I probably should not have yelled at the sloth guy.
Yeah, if you missed it. One thing on Paul's date, he got very upset because the sloth exhibit was closed, so he caused a scene by arguing with one of the employees and trying to get it open back up so he could show his date the sloth.
I thought it would have been classy, but see them.
I agree. A sloth is a classy animal, and it would have been nice for you to share that with her.
Yeah.
Did she want to see the sloth, or did you?
Who doesn't want to see a sloth?
Right, yeah.
See?
Good point.
This guy.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, here we go, man.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Heather, please?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
So you listen.
Is this about Dumps?
Whoa,
yes.
What?
It is about Dumps.
I had a feeling you guys would be calling, considering he told me that if I didn't answer his text messages, he was going to contact you guys.
Shut up.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
He threatened a second date update on you?
That's a first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, then I guess you were prepared for this phone call.
Wow.
Yeah.
We talked to Dumps a little bit about your date, and yeah, he's wondering why you don't want to see him again.
I mean, where do you want me to begin?
Yeah.
Let's start here. What has he told you?
Well, he told us that you guys met on Tinder and that he took you to the zoo.
Yeah, that was the only good part of the date.
That was it?
Like going, really? The going to the zoo or just the idea of going to the zoo?
No, I liked the idea of going to the zoo, but I mean, did he tell you his fascination with snakes?
Mm-hmm.
He told us that he liked the snakes a lot, yeah. I mean, it sounds like he likes every animal at the zoo.
Totally.
Really.
Well, I mean, specifically with the snakes, other than the awkward jokes he kept making about the sizes of snakes, he was banging on glass, yelling, "Wake up, snake!"
Yeah. He painted it as a joint passion that you both shared.
Yeah, I love animals, don't get me wrong, but I'm definitely not as big on like mating with rituals and weird conversation he apparently likes to have. And did he tell you that he got in an argument while we were at the zoo?
Yeah. He told us that you guys went to the sloth exhibit and it wasn't open, and so he complained and maybe made a scene.
Maybe made a scene?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He threatened to fight the guy.
What?
No, really?
No. Because they closed down the exhibit for the sloths?
Yes. And it wasn't like it was closed for the rest of the night. I mean, it was just simply closed for that time period, and he threatened to fight him. I mean, I walked away.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But, I mean, here's the thing for me. Like, that sounds awful. But then he said that you got into his car and listened to music with him.
I met him there, and I had to park pretty far away because it was crowded. So the only reason I got in his car is because he offered to take me to my car, and it was late at night. It was dark outside.
Oh,
all right. So you weren't like, "Hey, mister, let's sit in your car for a little while. I'd love that."
No, I had no idea that getting a ride to my car was going to entail sitting in his car while he awkwardly played what he called chill music.
I'm guessing it wasn't chill by your description.
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't even know what to call it. I don't know. He asked me if I wanted to hear the greatest hits, and then he put on his own band.
Whoa, he has a band, too? He didn't tell us that.
Well,
yeah, he said they were taking a hiatus, but this supposedly was his greatest hit.
Oh, he's got a band that already has a greatest hits album.
A compilation album.
Yeah.
Apparently.
How would you describe his music? Just wondering.
Honestly, I'd probably compare his band to that of his nickname and job.
Dumps.
Oh, just garbage.
Just bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be honest, I really couldn't wait to get out of there. It was the worst date I've ever had.
Wow, the worst date ever. Yeah. Number one.
Ouch.
But memorable.
Oh, it's definitely a story for the books.
Hey, Heather, I bet you he'd be excited to know that he left a mark in your dating life because he's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
I had a feeling that's how this was going to go.
Hey, Heather. What's up, baby?
Baby.
Dumps, why are you doing this?
Because I told you that if you don't get back to me, I would have to bring in some reinforcements to help me out here. Because what's up? I thought we had a good time.
Normal people don't do that.
Yes, they do. There's a lot of normal people that do this.
Yeah.
There was a reason I wasn't replying. You knew this. Well, you knew our date did not go well.
I thought it went really well. And a lot of what you're telling me has been a surprise because, first of all, I thought my jokes were hilarious. You were laughing at them.
You kept winking at me after every joke.
Well, yeah, I winked at you so you know when the joke's done, so you know when to laugh. I was making it easier for you.
Honestly, your jokes were painful.
Well, that hurts. I'll say that.
All right, so she didn't like your sense of humor, Dumps.
Yeah, man.
But what about, I mean, I thought I proved myself out there for you. I thought you'd be proud of me standing up for you, trying to see the sloths. I know you love sloths.
Because you threatened to beat up a zookeeper, you want me to be proud of you?
I'd beat up any zookeeper for you, Heather.
No!
He was doing his job. He was feeding the animals. That's normal.
And I was doing my job of trying to get you into the sloth cage. And you love the sloth.
I don't care. It's just a sloth.
What do you mean it's just a sloth? Like, when we first got there, you were kept talking about the sloth. In the snake cage, you were talking about the sloth. In the capybara, you were talking about the sloth.
No, I wasn't. Just drop the sloth, okay? Stop talking about sloth.
But they're so damn cute.
That is true, Heather.
But Dubs, I feel like you're not listening to anything she's saying. Like, you're arguing every point of how miserable she was. She knows how she feels.
Yeah.
Look, guys, she's just lying to you. She loved the sloth, or she would have loved the sloth, but she just in denial about it.
The date was a disaster. Nobody is lying. I am trying to be honest with you.
Whatever, Heather. I promise you, if you go on another date with me, I'm going to get us into the sloth cage.
Oh, wow. Heather, what do you think about that? Would you like a second date with Paul? We'll pay for it.
Hey,
we'll pay for your entry into the zoo. Maybe you can see the sloth this time.
It's going to be hard to turn down.
No, I don't want to see dumps. I don't want to see sloths. I don't want to go to the zoo. I'm sorry.
What about
I just
the aquarium?
Don't.
The aquarium. Heather, that's on the table now, too, the aquarium.
The otters?
No, thank you.
Dude, Heather's going to be the only person on the planet after all this that hates sloths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we done here? I'm sorry. This has just been a huge waste of time for me.
Yeah, we're done. I'm sorry, dumps. No date.
Oh, it's all right, man. I mean, this is just gonna fuel my music. That's really where my heart's at right now.
All right.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? Send me a demo of the music you were showing her.
No.
I can put it on the radio. I'll give it to my program director here, I'll actually give you his cell phone number, and you could call him about your music.
He's such an a-hole.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, it has real good, like, Icelandic vibe. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're looking for.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, where do these women meet these creepy dudes? I don't know if he's that creepy. I'm talking about today's second date update, but definitely he's an eccentric dude.
Interesting.
I would call him dumb.
In case you missed it. Paul wanted to call a girl named Heather. Paul goes by the nickname Dumps because he works in sanitation. That's what his buddies call him. They went to the zoo and he was curious why she wasn't calling back. When they were at the zoo, he actually attempted to fight one of the employees because the sloth was feeding at the time they went to go check out the sloth, and it was really important to him that they see the sloth. Actually, he thought it was really important to her, but it wasn't that important.
Not at all.
And then they ended the date by sitting in his car and listening to music from his own band.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't even want to be sitting in his car, he was like, I'll give you a ride to your car since you're on the other side of the parking lot. And they just sat there listening to his music. So yeah, she just thought Dumps was an all-around weird guy and didn't want to go out with him again.
I do like that he thought that the zookeeper would be like, oh, you're on a first date and you're upset about the sloth exhibit?
Yeah.
Let me hold off on their feeding for you.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
You just threatened to punch me? Oh, come see all the sloths.
You guys want to come back here? Yeah, you can feed the sloth if you want. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move it 92.5.